Susan, maybe if you can begin a little bit. I know you said you have a little bit of laryngitis, but that's fine.
Yes.
How did you get started on it to find out what was going on with the doctors? What kind of drugs were being abused?
Well, actually, what started this was a case that was occurring over the summer where there was a drug ring. That normally we have drug rings busted for heroin, cocaine. This was a drug ring that was busted for prescription drugs. Once we saw that, it just sort of caught our interest. So we put in a request to the State of New York Health Department, and we asked them for a breakdown of all of the opiate drugs that are prescribed in New York State. It turns out this information is collected by the state, but was never before released. So we had to have a lot of conversations with the state health department. It really isn't covered by the FOI law, but we convinced them it was in the public interest, and they released to us just boatloads of data. And we took that data, and we did a lot of number crunching. And by doing that, we were able to see that there was a disproportionate number of these drugs being dispensed in Western New York. And once we had that basic information, we felt that it was worth our time to invest in really looking into the issue.
So when you put the prescription for danger together, did you envision that this bill that has been passed now in the state would come out?
There was a lady and her husband from the South Towns, Suzanne Crotty and her husband. Their son had died years ago from prescription drug abuse, and they were huge helps to us in the series, and they were already pushing for this state law. So it worked out so well that our series gave so much more emphasis to the problem, and we felt like we were able to help the Crotties and some other families finally get action on something that they were trying to do. And the Crotty family was a big part of it. But I interviewed this gentleman, Avi Israel, in North Buffalo, and I interviewed him and his family just 2 days after their son, because of his addiction, had gone into a bedroom and shot himself and killed himself. And it was one of the most difficult interviews I've ever done in my life. The family was really, the feelings were really raw. And Avi Israel, the father, kept saying to me, I have to do something to make something good come out of my son's death.
In looking at what's involved in the new bill and the new law, will it go far enough from what you've investigated?
There's a doctor at, I believe, ECMC, Dr. Rick Blondell, and what he said was, we're going to have to see how it's implemented. The bill offers a lot of promise. It makes it much more difficult to do doctor shopping. It makes it much more difficult to even to steal prescriptions. But in the end, it all depends on how it's implemented. It's a very big task to be inputting every prescription of this nature into a database. And this is New York State. It's a huge state. What Dr. Blondell said to me was, you know, it's one thing to do this in Oklahoma, in Kentucky, but let's see, you know, just how well it's going to work in New York State.
Dan, do you hope and believe that this will go far enough too?
Well, to me, it's a huge step in the right direction. And my own doctor, who I had a routine checkup with him a couple of weeks ago, he congratulated me for this law being passed, and he told me it will be a big help, especially for the doctors who want to do things the right way. He told me doctors who don't want to do things the right way, who want to cheat the system, some of them, and it's a small number, but some of them even, you know, just sell prescriptions just for profit.
Well, what about then the watch over the doctors and how this bill will be designed to protect that problem?
First of all, there were a few doctors who were abusing the system. Some have been arrested over the years. This is a very small number, obviously, of people. Most physicians are trying to help people, not hurt them. One of the things that was done here in a case in Niagara Falls, a doctor was leaving his prescription pads out and his staff were stealing the prescription pads and then having things written. One of the aspects of this law that Governor Cuomo pushed was not to have paper scripts. They want everything electronically done. And that should also cut down on some of the abuse.
Well, Susan Schulman and Dan Herbeck from the Buffalo News, thank you so much for coming in and talking about the prescription drug crisis.
Thanks, Eileen.
Thanks, Eileen.